Good afternoon to everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful lunch or whatever we did here. After services this morning, Wales's afternoon service, we enjoyed a... They were going probably out for supper. They already had their lunch, and we enjoyed ours. And to start this today... Today is a Sabbath, but not only just a Sabbath, it's a special day. And I'd just like to ask the question, why are we here on this first day of the seventh month of God's calendar? It is the first day. It is, this year, a regular Sabbath, but yet it is a special day. And why are we here? The rest of the world is out doing their thing, right close to here, a few miles away. They're having their international plowing match. People from all over Canada, the United States, and I think there's probably some people from around the rest of the world that do come to this event. They plan it every year in a different location. And this year, it's here. And they're over there today, not concerned about God's plan or anything else in this world. They're not concerned about the first day of the seventh month. But this day is going to be significant to them at some point in time. And we are gathered here to remember it's a memorial of the blowing of trumpets. And those instructions are given out in Leviticus 23 to 25. I'm not going to turn there. But we've gone to them before, and it lays out the instructions for the day of trumpets. And it pictures the return of Christ to this earth, as we have heard this morning, and as him setting up his government. And we find this in 1 Thessalonians 4:14-17. Like turn there. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 4:14-17. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Christ will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we shall, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall ever be with the Lord. This pictures of Christ returning and setting up his government on this earth. It is at this time that, as it said there, that the dead will rise and be changed. And we will be part of that to help set up his government on this earth. And I think it was mentioned this morning too, and was turned to, but I'd like to turn to it again, as God uses repetition. It never hurts. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In 52 it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. That trumpet was pictures this day, the trumpet being blown, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's what's going to happen on this day when Christ returns. And if this does not happen, as we look back over into verse 16 through 18, you know, why are we here then if this is not going to happen? And this is what it says in 16 through 18. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is in vain. My faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Everyone that you've known that's died, that believed this day was going to come, if it doesn't come, is all in vain. We are here because we do believe. We do have faith. We believe that it will happen. And you and I are here showing that and to commemorate this day. And I thought it was kind of interesting when I was researching some stuff for this. I went to a Pagan Holidays or God's Holy Days, which booklet, and this booklet was, the published date on it was, or the copyright date was 1957. And Mr. Armstrong, I think, made some interesting comments on page 19, or kind of a scenario going through this. And it, just remember that it was in 1957 was when it was first written. And it says, and perhaps the glorious second coming shall occur in whatever year it may be on this very day, the day, the Feast of Trumpets. Who knows? Well, we cannot say, yet cannot we see this possibility. The crucifixion was upon the Passover, the very day the Holy Spirit came, beginning the selecting of the first fruits of salvation, on the very day of Pentecost. Had not these 120 disciples been observing this annual Sabbath, had they not been there together, had they not been assembled there in holy convocation, could they have received that blessing of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit? Repeatedly, Jesus warned us to watch, regardless regarding his second coming. Could it be possible that unless we are observing the Feast of Trumpets at this first century, as the first century Church of God was observing Pentecost, that we should not be ready, not caught up with, to meet him? We cannot, of course, say, but we do ask the question, is it not possible? Let us humbly and willingly yield to walk obediently to all the light. I just thought that was sort of strange, because really, we do need to watch, and especially in this end time, that we need to be assembled when we can. I know it's difficult. We've got people hooked up to computers that are in areas where they have nobody to meet with. But wherever possible, we are trying to assemble and meet together, even if over the airwaves, through a computer or through a telephone line. And if we fail to do that, then will we miss out? I know a person that I can remember that was in Worldwide with us, and he said that, I don't need any man to have a relationship with God, which is true. And he, therefore, then failed to assemble himself with people that he could have assembled with on the Sabbath, because he felt that he did not need to be with any man or with any other people to have a relationship with God. And I hope sincerely that someday that he will not miss out on what is pictured on this day, because he was not able to, or felt he didn't need to assemble himself. Because God does say, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. And I think this is a good reminder for us to make the effort every time we can to assemble together, and never maybe lose out on what is pictured at this day, the coming of Christ and us being part of God's government on this earth.